Well, this is awkward, and I suppose it happens every single year, but the war on Easter has begun. Again, it never really goes underground, it just reflares. This year, the first skirmish appears to have taken place in, of all places, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
According to local police, the Easter Bunny, working at the Coastland Center Mall in Naples, was on his way to a toilet when he was jumped.
Well, good Lord. The Easter Bunny.
Three teenage boys attacked the bunny, presumably still in full costume, on the way back to the break room.
Mm-hmm.
Take the head off, smoke.
Yep. Whatever you need to do.
Rehydrate.
Whatever you need to do.
Go to the toilet. Two 13-year-olds and a 14-year-old were witnessed trying to pull the bunny's costume apart.
Just meanness. That's just nothing but meanness and an attack on Easter. Police officer knows exactly what happened.
They're following her back to where her staging area is, tugging on her, pushing on her, pulling on, trying to pull the costume apart. Simply put, it's an unprovoked attack, just like what it sounds, on someone trying to spread joy in the lives of youth, as we enter the holiday season of Easter. How these three individuals came to the conclusion to act this way is kind of mind-boggling.
There's no point, guys. Don't do that to the bunny. The bunny did nothing to no one. Go run around the park or something, or play some sports.
I don't think that's a cop.
Sorry, that's a witness. We had a cop and a witness. I apologize. That's right.
So some hard-nosed reporter took a microphone and stuck it in a citizen's face in Naples and said, what do you think about attacking the Easter Bunny?
No point in that, guys.
Go run around the park.
Go run around the park. You don't need to do that. I know. I've been that reporter. They want you to get reaction.
That was your gig.
Yeah. What's John Q. Public saying?
Exactly.
This would have been perfect for you, too, because they sent you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd call this a fluff story.
Not quite.
But it's not hard news.
Right.
No, but it's got a goofy element to
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they'd send you out to interview the witnesses, the cop, possibly mm-hmm. the bunny herself, if she's willing to go on camera.
Well, just to nod. She can't actually speak.
No. It's part of the code.
Yeah.
Just to nod and then shake her head. That's all she can do. That's right. I've been at many malls and shopping centers getting reaction from the Sonny Bono death comes to mind. They said, I was in the newsroom. Sonny Bono had died. They said, we need react. I said, what do you mean? They said, go to the mall, have people react to Sonny.
I thought you meant mine.
I did. I was like,
we had some reaction to Sonny Bono's death. I'm sad. You idiot. The public, go to the mall. What are the citizens saying?
Take Kevin with you. He's got a camera. Go to the mall. Kevin and I went over there. And
didn't you try to talk him out of it?
Yeah, I said, come on. I said, come on.
We're not going to waste the gas and the batteries.
We're not actually going to do that.
Nobody's going to know who Sonny Bono is.
I mean, I was sitting there just sitting and waiting to go on.
They were playing cards?
Well, yeah. And they were like, you got to go to the mall. Get REAC. That's short for REAC. I didn't know what that meant. I was like, what's a REAC? Is something going on at the mall? They're like, no, you need reaction to Sonny Bono's death. And I said, don't you think people are all going to be sad? And they were like, we need that reaction.
We need them to say it.
So I went over there and I was like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
No, dude, I'm eating Bourbon Street chicken.
You know who loved Bourbon Street chicken? Sonny Bono. I don't know if you heard.
Mm-hmm. He's dead. Then I put a mic on. And mostly they'd go, who?
Yeah.
I was like, share. Oh, yeah. They'd be like, oh, that's too bad.
Dude, I don't have time to talk. I just shoplifted from the finish line. I got to go.
I just didn't feel like it was necessary. I just did not feel it was necessary.
Got to get these David Robinson shoes out of here.
Yes. And I said.
What they call the Admirals?
Yeah. Finally, I just got up on the fountain and said, Sonny Bono is dead! And the whole
crowd. How can you be shopping?
And so at the end of the night, we strung together like six guys going, oh, it's too bad. I hate that. Oh, he's a really good guy.
I'm sleeping with a girl that works in Champs. I didn't ask you that. Yeah, I know.
Look at her. I'm sleeping with her.
Okay.
And the other one was, this is how TV differs from radio. One night around the holidays, we were doing some fluff piece out at the mall. And I just threw in at the end, there's a lot of new hot holiday toys out there. And so tomorrow night, maybe we can, test them and see which ones we like the best. And they're like, all right, thanks, see ya. So then the cameraman turns off the camera and said, you know, you have to do that now. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you promised we're going to test toys. Now we have to go do that. Oof. And I said, oh, in radio, we just say stuff. We don't actually do it.
We never follow through.
No.
They were like, well, this is TV. We now have to come back to the mall, get our hands on some toys, and you have to test them. I was like, oh, God, are you serious? And they're like, yeah.
Here's a Nerf ball.
Yeah, that's what I did. That was lesson learned. Don't say it on TV. They make you do it.
Yeah. Ugh. It counts.
Yeah. In radio, you just say it. If it never gets done, it never gets done. No. Never. Yeah. You just move on.